Hello, everyone. This is our new moon day and our solar eclipse day and our Venus conjunct Jupiter day and moon conjunct sun, new moon, 1:28 p.m. this afternoon, West Coast time. So we are building towards that. And so the solar eclipse and new moon, 10 degrees, 28 minutes. Where is 10 degrees in everyone's chart? Where is 10 degrees Taurus in everyone's chart? Important to find those degrees. New moon means new endeavors, new dedications. Also, new moon is the time when we uphold and strengthen, support all the endeavors of the new group of world servers. Well, let us stand together today. This is quite an auspicious day. When anytime Venus and Jupiter are together, it's very special, very beneficent, and it's in Pisces, so it's also very spiritual. And so I'm going to read the Labors of Hercules today and do our new moon meditation. Let us stand together today, everyone, on this Saturday. It's Saturn's day, a day of dedication. Let us stand at the doorway of our ashram and look down in the valley and invite everyone to join us in our new moon meditation today. We walk with those in the valley, moving from Pisces to Aquarius, and we stand with all the children of the world, all the kingdoms. And now let us look all the way over to the ocean. We see the rising sun reflected in the ocean, the Lemurian waters. And so we call in our group members, our families, our friends, our loved ones. We stand with those who came before us. We stand together, preparing the way for those who come after us. We are the ones who come after us. So each day we do our very, very best. Let us stand together, everyone, with the Christ and the hierarchy, with all of the hierarchy, as they also do the new moon meditation. And during these new moon and full moon times, the hierarchy impresses upon the minds and hearts of the new group of world servers, impresses tasks upon the minds and hearts of the new group of world servers, and also information we need to know. Let us be awake and aware, conscious by these impressions. And so let us stand under the light of Shambhala. All that we do, we use our creative imagination. We don't silence our mind, we use the mind. And all parts of our meditation, each day we use our creative imagination to the monadic and to the logoic. We stand upon the constitution of man. Defying with these words, we say, I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed and perfect in my design. I am the soul. We identify as the soul, not as the personality. We identify as the soul. The soul is our comforter and the healer. The soul directs the personality. And this we need to offer to humanity so they too know the same information we know. So let us stand in the center of a six-pointed star. Let us surround our country, our people, our nation, our government with a six-pointed star. Our government, our nation, our people are in great need of the direction of the soul. Our task as the new group of world servers is to provide that direction and to provide the soul for humanity. So let us, with our creative imagination, surround our country, our people, surround our government with a six-pointed star. Every day we are losing our freedoms, and freedom is necessary for humanity to evolve. When humanity is captured and not free, we cannot evolve. Instead, we go down into the involutionary arc, and the consequence is death. So again, we, with our creative imagination, place our six-pointed star around our country, our people, our government. We surround our entire earth and all the kingdoms, all the leaders, all the nations with a six-pointed star. We lift up the personality to the light of the soul. And then we stand within this light and invite humanity to stand within the light of the soul also. We look up and we see another triangle, the will of God and the will to good. Humanity must have the will to good and the will to love. Humanity is to save the world. Humanity must have the light of the soul, the will to good, and the will to love within their hearts and minds. This will to good is a fiery triangle. We stand within it, and then we expand it out to surround our country, our people, our nation, our republic, our government. We surround all of the earth with this fiery triangle. When the fires touch the hearts and minds of humanity, the goodwill embedded within humanity becomes, the will to good embedded within humanity becomes goodwill. It becomes right relations with all kingdoms, and it becomes the peace and the beauty and the harmony that humanity seeks. We call all of humanity to awaken, to allow their hearts and minds to open, and we stand with an open heart first. Let us place the six-pointed star and monadic triangle into the hearts and minds of humanity everywhere. As we do this, the spirit comes forth and lifts up humanity's personality to the soul, to the will, to the greater will. And now give me a moment, everyone, so I can open up the labors of Hercules. Taurus. Labor 2. The capture of the bull. The capture of the Cretan bull. The presiding one spoke to the teacher of the man whose light shone forth among the sons of men, the sons of men who are the sons of God. And the presiding one spoke to the teacher of the man whose light shone forth among the sons of men. Where is the man who stood with power before the gods? Where is the man who received their gifts and entered through the first wide open gate to labor at his task? And the teacher said, he rests, O great presiding one. He ponders on his failures. He mourns for his friend, and he seeks to help, and he seeks help within himself. And the great presiding one said, this is well. The gifts of failure guarantee success when rightly understood. And so I'm going to say there is no failure. However, the gifts of failure guarantee success when rightly understood. Let him proceed to labor once again, enter the second gate, and return with dispatch. And so the second gate opened and stood wide. And from the light which veiled the distant scene, a voice emerged and said, pass through this gate. Proceed upon thy way. Perform thy labor. And return to me, reporting on the deed. And so Hercules, alone and sad, conscious of need and worn with deep distress, slowly passed between the pillars of the gate, into the light which shines where stands the sacred bull. On the horizon rose the island fair, where dwelt the bull, and where adventurous men could enter that vast maze which lured them to bewilderment. It was the maze of Minos, the king of Crete, the keeper of the bull. Crossing the ocean to the sunlit isle, though how, we are not told, Hercules entered on his task to seek and find the bull and lead the bull to the holy place where dwelt the one-eyed men. From place to place he chased the bull, led by the gleaming star which shone upon the forehead of the bull, a bright lamp in a dark place. This light, moving as moved the bull, led him from place to place. Alone he sought the bull. Alone he chased it to its lair. Alone he captured it and mounted on its back. Around him stood the sisters seven, urging him on his way. And in the shining light, he rode the bull across the glimmering water to the Isle of Crete and to the land where dwelt the Cyclops three. These three great sons of God awaited Hercules' return. They watched his progress through the waves. He rode the bull as if it were a horse, and with the sisters singing as he went, Hercules drew unto the land. He comes with strength, said Brontes, and went to meet him on the shore. He rides in light, said Steropes. His inner light will brighter be than fanned the light to sudden flame. He comes with speed, says Argus. He is riding through the waves. He comes with strength. He rides in light, and he comes with speed. And Hercules drew near and urged the sacred bull upon the way, throwing the light upon the trail which led from Crete unto the temple of the Lord, within the city of the one-eyed men. Upon the mainland, at the water's edge, these three men stood and grasped the bull and took it away from Hercules. What hast thou here? Said Brontes, arresting Hercules upon the way. The sacred bull, O Holy One, said Hercules. And who art thou? Tell us thy name, said Steropes. I am the son of Hera. I am the son of man and yet a son of God. I have performed my task. Please take the bull into the holy place and save it from death. Minos desired its sacrifice. Who told you thus to seek and save the bull? Asked Argus, moving towards the holy place. Within myself I felt the urge and sought my teacher, told by the great presiding one. He sent me on the way, and with long search and many pains, I found the bull. Helped by its holy light, I rode it through the separating sea unto this holy place. Your task is done, my son. You may now depart in peace. And from afar, the teacher saw him coming, and the teacher went forth to meet him on the way. Across the waters came the voices of the sisters seven, singing around the bull, and nearer still the chanting of the one-eyed men within the temple of the Lord, high in the holy place. You came with empty hands, O Hercules, the teacher said. Yes, I have these empty hands because I have fulfilled the task to which I was assigned. The sacred bull is rescued securely with the three. What is next, O teacher? Within the light shall you see the light. Walk in that light and there see the light. Your light must brighter shine. the bull is in the holy place. And Hercules rested upon the grass. He rested from his labor. Later, the teacher turned to Hercules and said, "Labor the second is completed, and the task was easy. Learn from this task. Learn the lesson of proportion. Strength to perform the arduous task, a willingness to do the task. Learn the lesson of proportion. Have strength to perform your arduous tasks. Have willingness to do the tasks, which tax not only your powers. These are the two lessons to learn. Rise soon and seek the country, guarded by Gate the Third. And later, in Gemini, find the golden apples and bring them here." In spite of his initial failure with Aries, Hercules made another start. In line with the universal law, he began his work on the mental plane in Taurus. In the working out of the creative plan, thought impulse is followed by desire. In working out the creative plan, thought impulse is followed by desire. Desire is good. That state of consciousness, which we call mental, is succeeded by the state of sensitivity. And this second labor deals with the desire world and with the potency of desire. This labor of Taurus is one of the most interesting labors and one that is said to be in fullest detail. Some of the accounts given of the various tests to which Hercules was subjected are exceedingly sketchy and brief in outline. But the tests in Taurus and in Gemini, in Scorpio and Pisces, are related at greater length. They were drastic in their application, and they tried out every part of the aspirant's nature. The key to the labor in Taurus is right understanding of the law of attraction. This is the law that governs that magnetic force and that principle of coherence which builds the forms through which God or the soul manifests. It produces the stability which demonstrates in the persistence of the forms throughout its cycle of existence and concerns the interrelationship between that which builds the form and the form itself, between the two poles, positive and negative, between spirit and matter, between self and not self, between male and female, and thus between the opposites. Minos, the king of Crete, possessed a sacred bull which he kept on the island of Crete. Hercules was sent forth and told it was necessary to capture the bull and bring it from the island to the mainland. No instructions were given as to how to do this, and all that Hercules knew was that the bull was sacred, that it was born from the sea, and that its destiny was to be offered in sacrifice to Minos, the king. Minos had much gold. Hercules therefore traveled to Crete and searched all over the island, pursuing the bull from place to place until at last he cornered it. Then he rode the bull like a horse across the island and through the waters which separated Crete from the mainland. And he brought it to the city of the Cyclops. These Cyclops were peculiar beings of whom it was claimed they possessed only one eye, set in the middle of the forehead. We know that this means the Ajna Center. They were ruled over by three outstanding figures whose names were Brontes, meaning thunder, Steropes, meaning lightning, and Argus, meaning whirling activity. When Hercules arrived with the bull at the gates of the city, he was met by the three Cyclops, who received the sacred bull from him and took charge of it. And thus ended the second labor. Taurus is about illumination. Taurus is one of the most interesting of the zodiacal constellations, especially at this time. It is a fixed cross in the heavens. It is the cross of the disciple. The eye of the bull in Taurus, the magnificent fixed star Aldebaran, is one of the reasons why this constellation is regarded as conferring illumination. In ancient days, it was called the leading star of the heavens, and Taurus has always been connected with light, and therefore with the Christ and with the soul. And it was the Christ who proclaimed himself as the light of the world. Light, illumination, sound, expressions of the creative force. These are the three basic ideas connected with this constellation. The interpreter of the divine voice. This is what Taurus is called in ancient times and in ancient Egypt. They called Taurus the interpreter of the divine voice. And this can be paraphrased into Christian terminology as the Word made flesh. The Word made flesh. It is interesting. On the power of the zodiacal influences to recall that the bullseye lantern can be traced back to the bullseye in Taurus, and the pontifical bull or the papal or pope's enunciations, which are regarded as interpreters of God's voice. We can ask, what way does Taurus, the bull, become the brightest and bringer of illumination? We are told that in this sign, the moon is exalted and Venus is the ruler. The moon has always, from the standpoint of esotericists and among primitive agricultural people, been regarded as the form-building aspect. The moon is the mother. The moon is the symbol, therefore, of matter, and is seen in many of our churches closely connected to the Virgin Mary. The consummation of the work undertaken in Taurus and the result of the Taurian influence is the glorification of matter and subsequent illumination through its medium. All that at present prevents the glory, which is the soul, and the radiance which emanates from the God within the form, from shining forth in its full power, is the matter or form aspect. When that has been consecrated, purified, spiritualized, then the glory and the light can indeed shine through, and the moon aspect can therefore be exalted in Taurus. This is done through the influence of Venus, the symbol of earthly and heavenly love, of spiritual aspiration, and of carnal desires, and is fittingly, therefore, the ruler of Taurus. Venus is above all love, the creator of beauty and rhythm and of unity. The bull and the cow together represent creation, and so Taurus and Venus are closely linked. The bull or cow is a symbol of Taurus, and in the celestial chart, that little group of stars called the Pleiades are represented as the shoulder of the bull. In Egyptian sculpture or painting, the Pleiades are represented by the figure of a dove with wings outspread over the bull's saddle. The dove is the bird sacred to Venus, and as the Pleiades are part of the constellation Taurus, and as we shall see, more Taurian in nature, if possible, than Taurus itself, the dove becomes a specially appropriate symbol for this little star group. It's important for us to really understand the labors of Hercules each month. We learn, we're given symbols when we study the labors of Hercules. And these symbols and these stories, they make our imagination grow and grow. I'm now going to do the new moon meditation. As we stand under the light, Taurus. we remember that we live both in a vertical expression and a horizontal expression. We are souls, and we study in our daily lives together. We live in the outer world while also in inner consciousness. We live in two houses, an inner house of the soul and an outer house of the personality. It is the personality which interacts with the world of form. We thus live vertically and horizontally. We form the cross. We stand at the center of a cross. Now remember, at the new moon chimes, we support and uphold the endeavors of the new group of world servers everywhere. We also know that the law of service oversees the Aquarian age. At the new moon, we strengthen the hands of the new group of world servers. The new group of world servers where we stand is composed of all men and women who work for equality, opportunity, justice, inclusivity, freedom, and right relationships. As the new group of world servers, we function in every field of human endeavor in all parts of the world. And for the most part, we are unrecognized and unseen. However, we continue to meet not only human need, but the needs of all living beings. Because we understand our planetary interrelationship and the power of goodwill to bring about constructive change. The new and full moon times are timing mechanisms, doors open, and the focus is upon the sun and the rays, the sun and the ray, and the sign that is being distributed to the world. We consciously align with the rhythmic pattern of this energy flow. We use our creative imagination. As we do this together as a group with the hierarchy and the Christ, we become part of a planetary meditative process carried forward at all levels of consciousness. And so it is a great creative time and potential. And during these new and full moons, we anchor the seeds of the coming civilization, the new Aquarian era. So we gather together in the ashram, which is wherever we are. And also, as we visualize, we are all together in the ashram garden. We stand under the light of Taurus. We stand within the gates of matter. We stand at the temple. We stand as Hercules. Each month there is a new labor. Each month there is a new keynote. So let us now together strengthening the hands of the new group of world servers. Let us visualize a group fusion by saying together, we are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. We recognize our place as a group within the heart center of the new group of world servers. As we stand here together, we stand with all the new group of world servers all over the world. And we mentally extend a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy. This is the planetary heart center. And then this line of light towards the heart of the Christ, who is the heart of love, the world teacher. And then towards Shambhala, the place where the will of God is known. We stand together and understand that we perform a planetary role as the new group of world servers. We stand mediating between hierarchy and humanity. We respond to the hierarchical impressions given to us. We work with the hierarchy. We stand together aligning humanity with the new group of world servers, with hierarchy in Shambhala. We thus help to bring the plan of God into existence. And as we stand here together, we see the light of Taurus pouring down. Taurus is the penetrating light of the path. It's a beam of light. It streams forth from the point in Aries. It reveals the light upon the path. It is the area of light control. And we stand together with Taurus. We see the presence of light. We see the light in all forms around us. The fact that we can see this light in all forms around us makes us white magicians. Thus, we can be true healers. With our Ajna Center, we radiate forth the strongest of beams, and this beam points the way to the reality of spiritual presence and divine will within all forms. We stand each day with the art of living. We understand what this means. We are artistic. All that we do, we transform everything. We free it, we uplift it, and we heal everything in our environments by this light. We stand with a focused and transcendental will. We work with harmony through conflict. We are able to resolve conflict in all ways and bring about harmony. We no longer work with the horns of struggle because we offer the horns of plenty to all that is around us. At all times, we offer goodwill. Let struggle be undismayed. This is the phrase for Taurus. This is how most of humanity lives, undismayed, because they're constantly in struggle. This is the purpose of building the personality. We are constantly in struggle. We are constantly in struggle building the personality. But one day, the soul light pours through. One day, we have the discrimination, the difference between personality and soul, and we call in the soul's light, the comforter and the healer. And then we say these words, I see. I see. And when our Ajna center is opened, I know that all is light. I see. And when my Ajna, the eye, is opened, all is light. And then we become the light of the world, and the light pours through us. And this light transforms and uplifts everything and everyone with whom we come in contact. Through the impression and expression of certain great ideas, of which this keynote is, humanity is brought to the understanding of the fundamental ideals which will govern the new era and the new age. Offering these seed thoughts, impressions, and expressions to humanity is the major task of the new group of world servers, and thus humanity learns. We understand that meditation and our ability to visualize is a creative agent. With our creative visualization, we endeavor to build the new world. Meditation is our agent, our inner spiritual work. Meditation process is creative, using our creative imagination, using our mind to envision all that is needed in the world. And so we visualize now the precipitation of the will to good, of essential love streaming down to the planet. Let us begin with wave 4. We see that it flows through Taurus and down now into the heart of the sun, where we absorb the love and wisdom needed to do our work in the world. And then it flows through Venus, Ray 5, through Vulcan, Ray 1, and Vulcan, Ray 1. Vulcan, the husband of Venus, the forger, who takes the lead of the personality and fashions it into a golden chalice. we become the golden chalice filled with the waters of life for humanity. And so we step down now to Shambhala, stand with the Lord of the world. And here we see everyone preparing for Vesak, and at this new moon time, we too prepare for Vesak with all the great ones. Vesak is in 2 weeks. Soon we'll be walking towards the Vesak Valley together. And now we step down from Shambhala into the hierarchy and stand with the Christ, the Taurus light flowing down through the hierarchy to the Christ and to us, the new group of world servers. Flowing from Shambhala through the hierarchy, which is the planetary heart center, through the Christ, the world teacher, through us, the new group of world servers, through all the men and women of goodwill everywhere in the world, and finally into the hearts and minds of the whole human family. We see this light flowing forth. As we do this work, we stand within the one life and the love of the one soul. And this one life and the love of the one soul are working out in the world. And as we do this work together, we build a thought form of solution to world problems. And now we are going to recite the great invocation. We visualize the hearts and minds of humanity and the kingdoms of the earth irradiated with the light and the love and the power and the will to good. And so we say together, let us stand at this 500 star with the great ones, Darjeeling, New York City, London, Geneva, Tokyo, and Darjeeling. And let us distribute this meditation to humanity, this light of Taurus. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And so let it be, and help us to know and to do our part in the world. In our radiance mantra, we gather this light of Taurus. We gather this light and radiate it to humanity, and this light of Taurus becomes the waters of life for a thirsty humanity. It contains the information humanity needs and seeks to be illumined. And so together, wherever we are, and also from within the ashram, in the garden, in the upper room, in vocal unison as a group, we face the world and humanity. We radiate this light of Taurus from our Ajna center. It is our center of direction. And we say these words together with love. Radiance we are in power. We stand forever with our hands outstretched. We link the heavens and the earth. We link the inner world of meaning and the subtle world of glamour. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. I'm always so grateful for these mantras given to us by the Christ and the hierarchy. They fill our hearts with such deep love. And now let us stand at the doorway of our ashram and look down into the valley, and we see everyone has joined us in meditation, and we invite them to say the Kali Yuga prayer with us. And we lift up our lamps in this darkness of the Kali Yuga. We radiate the light from our Ajna center, our hearts, and from our lamps. And then the pathway is not so dark for humanity. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from fear to freedom, from the unknown to the known, and from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from fear to freedom, from the unknown to the known, and from chaos to beauty. And each day we stand in the triangle of the Christ, the Manu, and the Mahakoan. And each day, with our work together, our studies, our meditation, our intentions, we build the new culture and civilization with all the great ones. We build with intention and dedication. We build under the laws and principles of the Aquarian Age, under the law of love, and we also work within the Ten Commandments. This is also a triangle, the rule of law. And thus each day we lift up the kingdoms to the kings of beauty. I'm going to be stopped. We'll be still for a moment, everyone, still and silent, so that all of these teachings and this meditation and all these words can rest within us. Then we'll say our three Om's together. Now, everyone, let us begin to integrate and synthesize this meditation, the readings, the teachings. We invite everyone in heaven and earth to say these three Om's with us so that the sound circulates through all the cosmos. All hearts and minds are touched and united. We integrate and synthesize this meditation with the sound of our Om's. Let us gather this meditation around ourselves today, everyone. We are still building towards that time. We are still building towards the new moon time, 1:28 p.m. West Coast time, 3:28 p.m. Central time. So around that time, let us be aware and stop what we're doing. And let us tune in with the light of Taurus, with Hercules' labor. Let us gather in the ashram. Gather the light of Taurus at that time and radiate it to humanity. We'll do it together. We will also notice today, what is our day like with that Venus-Jupiter conjunct in Pisces? What is it like today? What happens today with this beneficent transit? And also, what in our life is disappearing, has disappeared, perhaps may disappear with a solar eclipse? What essential something might have changed in our life? So let us gather together this meditation. Let it be a guard and a guide and a director for our life today, lives today. our work today. Let us see what our tasks are today. Complete our tasks with ease, with harmony, with beauty, and with the grace of Venus and Jupiter. And at the end of the day, we will review our day and see how did this day unfold? How did the new moon affect us, or the solar eclipse, and or the Venus and Jupiter? How did it unfold within our day? We will review the day and see that the day was good. And we further precipitate down now into our three-dimensional world.